biggest economies is deepening, with Beijing retaliating after the Trump administration increased tariffs on some Chinese imports last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
China says it'll boost tariffs on hundreds of American goods, from batteries to spinach to coffee, from 5 to 25% on June 1st. That comes after President Trump increased tariffs to 25% on some Chinese goods just before trade talks with Beijing broke down. Earlier today, he warned China not to retaliate and says it'll be hurt very badly if it doesn't reach a trade deal. GOP Senator Rand Paul told ABC's This Week yesterday the president needs to heed his own message.
The longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession.
The Chinese announcement sent the Dow plummeting 500 points. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers suffered significant damage in a sabotage attack early Sunday off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. No details about the specifics of the damage were released. The United States issued a warning early Monday about alleged acts of sabotage aimed at ships in the Gulf of Oman. The warning comes at a time of heightened tension between the U.S. and Iran. Those tensions were at the top of the agenda today as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with allies at European Union headquarters in Brussels. Britain, France, and Germany voiced new support for the international pact to curb Iran's nuclear weapons program, while warning Washington against increasing tensions in the Persian Gulf region. Washington has moved an area carrier strike group to the Middle East in response to concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American targets. This is VOA News. Swedish prosecutors are reopening a rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Speaking to reporters Monday in Stockholm, Eva Marie Persson, deputy director of public prosecutions, said that there is still a probable cause to suspect that Assange committed a rape, adding that it's for Britain to decide whether to extradite him to Sweden or the United States, where he's wanted for allegedly hacking into a Pentagon computer. Reacting to Sweden's decision, WikiLeaks editor-in-chief said that the reopening of the case will give Assange a chance to clear his name. The Taliban's chief negotiator says, in newly released remarks, that the United States is on the verge of defeat and will quit Afghanistan soon, either of their own accord or they will be forced out. Sher Mohammed Abbas Danixi made the assertions in an April 28 speech to an internal gathering in Doha, Qatar, just 2 days before he led his insurgent negotiators into a week of fresh talks with the U.S. team. On Saturday, former U.S. Defense Chief Robert Gates said there's a real risk that if American troops withdraw from Afghanistan before the Afghan government is stable, the Taliban might retake control of the country. Gates told CBS News that the insurgent group still wants to rule over Afghanistan. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal on Tuesday. As Reuters' Francesca Linar reports, the redeployment efforts that began Saturday are related to a deal reached in December.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people.
That was Reuters' Francesca Linar. One person is dead following gunfire at a Trump property in Florida. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Miami-Dade police spokesman Alvaro Zabaleta says somebody called 911 early yesterday afternoon reporting shots were fired at the Trump International Beach Resort Miami in Sunny Isle Beach, apparently leaving 43-year-old Mohammed Jurati dead.
It appears that a stray bullet traveled from the property of the Trump International across the street through the parking lot and striking this individual that apparently was working.
At last word, a 19-year-old woman was recovering from a gunshot wound at an area hospital. Homicide detectives detained several people for questioning. Firearms were also seized at the scene. I'm Matt Small.
I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.